remember what the...
That was another type of tonsil?
Yeah, that's the tonsil, part of the tonsil that came out through the top of the comb. You see, that would let you know from the outside that corn is ready to pull if you're looking, and if it's too old.
Okay.
And you use too hard for eatable for the stock.
Okay. And the top of the corn stalk, the very top, you know, the plant?
Well, I don't know what you call it, unless that would be the stock tonsil.
Okay.
You got the ear tonsil, and then you see the top of the corn stalk tonsil.
Now, what was the big kind of vegetable you'd grow on the ground, and you'd make a pie out of it at Thanksgiving?
Old pumpkin. Good.
Okay. And the yellow neck vegetable, little small, had a crook neck.
Yeah, the crucial.
Then you had a spore.
You know, which one you speak of? A crucial is a neck, sort of like a goose.
A crucial?
Crucial.
What's that?
That's a vegetable. They have a round neck. One part is broad, part is big, and the other, then the neck sort of curved.
Uh-huh.
I don't know of any other kind.
Was it yellow?
Yeah.
Did you eat it?
Yeah, sure. Sort of a stripe on the outside skin.
And that was called a?
A crucial.
Okay.
Then you have a squash.
Yeah.
A little old round. I mean, white. And you might have more color for all I know now.
Kershaw was bigger than that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Kershaw. Yeah, Kershaw. Some of the bodies would be like that. Then your neck would run off in a sort of crook to it. That's called a Kershaw. You bake them. You can bake them too.
Were they as big as a pumpkin?
Well, no, it wouldn't be a pumpkin's round.
Mm-hmm.
See, a crucial is not round, unless you got...
It's kind of long.
That's right, with a neck to it, so it's crooked.
Oh, did you ever pickle them?
No, you cook them. Then you pickle them. Then you have...
I see.
Cucumber, you might be speaking
of. Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
That's pickle.
Uh-huh. But a kushaw was...
Kushaw, you bake that. You bacon.
Bacon and cook.
Clean the seeds out the center.
Mm-hmm.
And just leave in the shell and bake shell and all.
But the other one you said was the other type of vegetable like that.
Yeah, pumpkin.
Yeah, but you said there was another kind of yellow.
Squash.
Okay. Did you ever, now the types of melons, you said there was first a watermelon, and then did you ever have any smaller ones than that? Little smaller.
I believe there, but we never have them around here much. I've seen them. You have a white flesh of melon,
mm-hmm.
A cream flesh, and you have the red. Another type of melon.
Mm-hmm.
Meat. We call it the meat of a melon.
Yeah. And what we call the little things that grew up when it rained, you know, the little, like umbrellas?
Oh, what you call it? They call some of them poison meat.
Yeah. Some of them are.
Yeah, I know what Biden said. My wife, he tell me about it. But I said, I don't want it. They come around stable. They go around fertilized
mm-hmm.
places quite a bit. Where you have fertilized out in the heap. They go, what do you call them? She used to talk about them things so much. Oh. Well, how much more are we going to go for? I'm getting tired now.
We'll do just a little bit more. This takes almost over. What you call those things? Did you have a name for them?
people, oh, they're so great with Raleigh's high dishes. What the? You said some told the most. You got to know what you're doing when you see one.
Yeah, right.
They're poison, some of them.
Uh-huh.
I forget, I just can't.
Mushroom.
Mushroom.
Okay.
I see.
But the ones that were poison, you call what?
One item was grown, that might be a poison tiger.
Well, you were talking about them earlier. You said something about toads, or they call them toadstools?
Toadstools, yeah. Toadstools. But that's not a mushroom.
Yeah. Now, Mr. Ed, one more thing. Of the types of watermelons,